This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 52 for the week of February 3rd, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the amazing place that it is. Today, we'll listen to the latest episode of Superintendent Spotlight, our bi-weekly online interview show with Superintendent Steve Joel. He talks about the power of public education as we celebrated I Love Public Schools Day this week, and he answers a series of questions from students. But first, let's see what's been making news on LPS.org. Something we just posted yesterday. There are nearly 900 wind turbines operating in Nebraska, providing more than 14% of the state's energy. Now, thanks to a partnership with Lincoln Electric System, a group of physics students at North Star High School recently learned firsthand what it takes for a turbine to produce all of that energy. LES provided physics teacher Karen Koval and her students all of the supplies necessary to construct and test energy produced by miniature turbines. Students used supplies such as paper plates, compact discs, construction paper, and masking tape to create blades they attach to a turbine roughly 12 inches tall. It's one example of the many partnerships LPS has with businesses and community organizations. Three LPS world language teachers were honored as the best in the state. The Nebraska International Languages Association honored Jamie Holbein Swanson from North Star as the 2019 Spanish Teacher of the Year. Sasha Van Zant from Southwest High School was named the 2019 French Teacher of the Year. And Kellyn Browning, a German teacher at Southeast High School, won the 2019 New Language Teacher of the Year Award, which recognizes someone who shows great promise during their first 5 years of teaching. And remember, you can find all of this and much more on any one of our social media platforms. Our colleague Brianna Campbell does a great job, and she's constantly adding new content to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts.
A lot of things going on in the calendar this week. Starting Saturday, February 1st, can you believe we're at February already? 5 p.m., there is a reception at the Lux Center for the Arts, and there is a show being done by Arts and Humanities called Fiber Fest. It's an exhibition there that's going to be running the entire month of February. So if you can't be there Saturday, don't worry. You can catch it all through the month. But there's a reception there 5 p.m. Saturday afternoon. There's a show choir event called the Spartan Spectacular going on at East. There is a speech contest at Northeast and debate at Lincoln High. So that is all going on Saturday the 1st. Then we're going to jump to Tuesday the 4th. We have wrestling East High at South. It's East High and Southwest at North Star. So a three-school wrestling meet there, 5 p.m. on Tuesday. And then two swimming and diving meets at 5:30 p.m. We have Lincoln High at North Star and Northeast at East High. Wednesday the 5th, right here at the LPS district office on O Street at noon, we have the African American Read-In. And it's a great event that happens every Black History Month, every February, where we have folks from all around the community come in and share some of their great, some of their favorite African-American pieces of literature. So please come and join us for that. Thursday the 6th, 5:30 in the afternoon, swimming and diving. That's Southwest at Southeast. And then at the end of the week, Friday, February 7th, we have a pair of basketball games. Both are Northeast at North Star. The girls are playing at 5:45 and the boys are playing at 7:30. So that's some of what's going on next week at Lincoln Public Schools. You can view more of our academic, athletic, and activity calendars at lps.org/podcast.
Now it's time for the latest episode of Superintendent Spotlight, which includes Steve Joel answering a series of student questions. Let's take a listen.
Good morning. Welcome to Superintendent Spotlight. I'm Mindy Burback, Communications Director. This is an opportunity every 2 weeks where we get to sit down with Dr. Joel to talk about hot topics around the district. Welcome, Dr. Joel.
Thanks, Mindy. Great to be here.
Thank you. So today we have a special show. We're going to do mostly student questions, but first I have to ask you, you're wearing a Lincoln High shirt and we're celebrating I Love Public Schools Day. Tell us about this shirt. How did you get it?
Well, it worked out very, very well. I visited Lincoln High today, met with faculty at 7:15 till about 8. And then I had and they presented me with the shirt, which nice. I appreciate Principal Larson doing that, and it fits very well. I do have a lapel. I love public schools. I was wearing that on my coat. And then I had an opportunity to meet with about 7 or 8 of the students that wanted to talk to the superintendent, which I always do when I visit secondary schools, including middle. And we just had this great conversation about education and what LPS meant and what Lincoln High meant. And it never fails to motivate me even more to do the best job I can when I have a chance to interact with young people that are consuming what it is that we offer. They have had success. They love their teachers. You know, Lincoln High has a special place because of the cultural openness that they have and the diversity that is represented by the student body. And I asked them questions like, how'd you make the decision to come to Lincoln High? I mean, it was just, Dr. Bob Rauner was with me, and we were both just mesmerized with how intelligent these young people are and really how important LPS has been to them and how complimentary they are to our schools.
I love going out, and especially when I've been with you when you've talked to students and listening to those tough questions that they have for you as well. It's not just the questions you have for them, but they ask you some tough questions as well.
No, they really do, and we got a couple today. I mean, you know, it's honestly about recruiting diversity in our adult ranks. That came up. And I shared with them, you know, what our efforts are. That's part of our strategic plan and, you know, the challenges that come with that. And then I said to every one of them in the room today, you all need to be teachers. I mean, this will help us a lot in our diversity numbers. But, and a couple said, well, I'm thinking about it. So these are just great interactions. And, you know, I know that most people really believe public education is excellent in Lincoln. And, you know, but I can tell you this, that gets reinforced many, many times when you start talking to the students that are going to be graduating. And each one of these kids are going to go off and do some incredible things.
And why is, I mean, you mentioned public education. Why is public education so important to not only our community, but our state and our country?
Well, you know, as we say many, many times here, all means all. So every young person that makes their way into our schools, they get the very, very best of what we have. When a student has a high school diploma, particularly from Lincoln Public Schools, it carries a lot of weight. And it opens up a lot of doors, you know, and it used to be that you didn't need a high school education in order to get an entry-level position someplace, but that's not the case anymore because of how society's evolved. So even more importantly, students have to, I mean, they just don't have much chance of being successful without it. And, you know, it's a community responsibility. I mean, you know, it goes back to Thomas Jefferson days when he said education's the backbone of American democracy, right? So, you know, we still are. And so every community and every state has as a primary responsibility making sure that education is well-funded and that the doors are open for every single student. And it's changed so much over the years, right? I mean, we can look at specialized departments. We can look at, you know, new accountabilities and requirements and, you know, at the end of the day, it's about each student being successful.
That's great. And now, as promised, it's our favorite part of the show where we have student questions, and we have 5 student questions for you today. Some of them might be a little tough, but we'll get through them. All right, the first one is from Emerson, 4th grade student from Arnold Elementary.
Hi, I'm Emerson. I am in 4th grade, and I go to Arnold Elementary School, and I wanted to know if you ever gone ice skating before.
Oh, great question, Emerson. So I grew up in New York where my dad was this big New York Ranger fan. And, you know, every winter when the ice was thick enough, we found a pond and we went out and played. And I thought I was a pretty good hockey player. Actually, was going to try out for the high school hockey team, decided not to. And then I tried, graduated high school, never ice skated again. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I put skates on with my granddaughters down in the Haymarket. And I couldn't walk for about a week and a half. So, you know, my ice skating career is over. I love ice skating, being outdoors, a lot of fun. Thanks for the question.
A lot of great things to do, even in the wintertime in Nebraska. Thank you, Emerson. All right, our next question is from Reese. He's a 5th grade student at Belmont.
My name is Reese, and I am a 5th grade scholar at Belmont. My question is, what challenges did you face growing up?
So challenges that I faced growing up were, I was a pretty shy kid, primarily because my dad had such a dominant personality, you know, as I look back. And so trying to come out of that shell was probably the most difficult thing for me. Fortunately, sports was kind of my gateway, and, you know, that opened up a lot of doors. Other challenges were, you know, I recognized pretty quickly I was really good in certain subjects and I wasn't so good in other subjects. And so I had to figure out how to become better in those subjects that I wasn't very good in because I wanted to be the very first child in my extended family, not just my immediate family, to go to college. And so academics was a little bit tough for me, particularly math and science, But I excelled in language arts and history, and I became a history teacher.
And so you found a way to overcome those challenges.
I found a way to overcome them.
Great. Thanks, Reese. All right, our next one is from Carlos, an eighth grader at Park Middle School.
Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm in eighth grade, and I go to Park Middle School. And what I want to ask you is, how did football help out your career in the future?
So that's a great question. Thank you. I don't get asked that very much. I discovered football in midget leagues back in New York. I mean, that was the one thing my father let me participate in. And I absolutely love the sport, not only from the standpoint of you can go out there and tackle people, but from the standpoint of what a team sport. When you think about 11 people that either have to move the ball forward or move the ball or stop the ball from moving forward, it created this synergy that I couldn't replace anywhere in my life. So, you know, I decided early on, I think I was a better baseball player in high school than I was a football player. And I had more scholarship offers in baseball, but I thought when the football opportunity came, I wanted to continue with that sport. And some of my best friends today are my high school football mates and my college football mates. And while we're a whole bunch older now, and of course the stories are more vivid, the end of the day is the experience of what we had working together as a team to solve issues and solve problems is something that I've been able to take with me throughout every step of my career.
And football's the reason why we have you here in Nebraska now from New York.
Yep, so. Football scholarship, Doan College, 1972, from New York. Radical move. That's a whole other interview someday, but best thing that ever happened to me.
Great. Thank you, Carlos. All right, our next question is from Tanaya, a Belmont fifth grade student.
Hi, my name is Tanaya, and I'm in fifth grade, and I'm from Belmont Elementary School. My question is to you, since your job is so time-consuming, when do you get free time, and what do you do with it?
I love that question. Thank you. So, you're right. This time of year, there's not a lot of free time. We're actively engaged in messaging a school bond issue. But what I like to do in free time, I'll just give you my Saturday. Saturday mornings are my best day. I wake up typically early. I read the paper. I'm not rushed to get to work, or a couple of cups of coffee. I go to the gym for about an hour and a half. I come back. You know, my wife and I always create this little list of things we want to accomplish on the weekends, try to get through those as quickly as possible. I like to watch sports on TV. I've got about three books that I'm halfway through that one of these days I'm going to finish. So I spend a lot of time with my grandkids when I can. In fact, this weekend, you know, I'm going to get some grandkid time. So I'm able to say that while it's not entirely balanced, I do make sure that I step away from the job enough that I enjoy what my family life offers, but also the things that I like to do personally.
Important to find that balance. Thanks, yes. Tanaya. All right, our last question is Omar, a fifth grade scholar from Belmont Elementary.
Hi, my name is Omar, and I'm a fifth grade scholar at Belmont. My question is, what's the hardest part of your job and why?
Omar, that is a really, really good question. You know, I love the work that I do. So I would say that on any given day, there's one or two challenges that I have to try to meet and overcome that I might have said, boy, I really wasn't ready for that one today. You know, it could be the calling of a snow day. It could be, you know, it could be an angry patron that's having a bad experience with Lincoln Public Schools. Those are hard. But I am so fortunate with what I'm doing that I can honestly say this. I have never gotten up in the morning not wanting to come to work. In fact, sometimes over long weekends, you're not going to want to hear this as a student, I really wish we had school because I get a little bit bored at home. So I love the work that I do, but the tough things that I have to do is when I have to say no to people or I can't give somebody, you know, the solution or the answer that they're hoping for. And, you know, that happens pretty frequently.
Well, thank you for your time today and answering these student questions. We appreciate it. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Be sure to check out the next episode of Superintendent Spotlight on Wednesday, February 12th.
And if you're following us on Facebook, that might pop right up on your phone saying, hey, we're live, so stop whatever you're doing, tell your boss you're busy, and catch Superintendent Live. If there's anything you've heard today you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And of course, a lot of those stories that Jason talked about earlier are right up at lps.org. you want to subscribe and get notified each week when we put up a new episode, you can find us on whatever your favorite podcast service is. If we're missing, let us know and we'll get it up there too. Otherwise, you can find links to that at lps.org/podcast. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us right here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.